You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. With the 2023 census next week, I spoke to Dr. Richard Arnold, a Victoria University Stats and Data Science professor, about the census, the challenges facing it, and how Stats New Zealand is learning from 2018's census failure. I started by asking what census data is specifically used for.
It's used by a number of different agencies. The main purpose of the census, though, is to draw the electoral boundaries. So that's the most important thing it does. Find out where people are so we can draw electoral boundaries that are of similar size, similar numbers of people in each electorate. Beyond that, a government uses it to know what the population is like and therefore what services they need. So it's used for planning schools and hospitals. It's used for service provision of all kinds. It's used to know to get a benchmark for what people do, so what industries they're working in, how many people are employed and unemployed, those sorts of things. It's also used by people outside government. So businesses want to know where their markets are. They want to know where people are living and what they're like. And they might want to know how to target marketing campaigns, for example. And then social and health researchers want to know about the New Zealand population. So if you're looking at a subgroup of the population, you might want to compare that subgroup with the general population, and the census tells you what the general population is like. So for all of those reasons, the census is this background data set that so many things hang off, and it's an important record of the New Zealand population, what it's like, and then, of course, how it's changed, because we do this every 5 years. We can see what's different about New Zealanders compared to 5 years before.
How do inaccuracies in census data develop?
The first thing that happens that goes wrong in the census is that people aren't contacted or refuse to respond. So that means that there's non-response, and that means that those people aren't counted, and that means those people aren't represented. That means that, of course, the government or researchers don't know about them, don't know what they're like, and that's an error that they're making. And that's the biggest one that Stats New Zealand worries about. The second one is when people don't answer the questions, either they refuse to answer them or they answer them in a way that isn't intended. So either they don't want to answer the question and give an answer that isn't true, or they don't understand the question and give an answer that isn't what's intended. So those sort of things are problematic. There are a couple of questions where you're allowed to refuse to answer. The religious question is one of them. You can say, I object to this question. And there are a couple of questions where you can say, I prefer not to answer. And in those cases, we're losing information. We don't know what's true for that person. We don't know what their religion is, or we don't know, for example, about, there's this new question about intersex characteristics. We don't know about that, if people have preferred not to say. Those are the main problems that the census has. And in 2018, the non-response, not contacting people, not getting to respond, was massively bigger than it had ever been in the past. So Stats New Zealand has worked very hard this year to make sure that error doesn't develop, and they keep that under control.
Yes, speaking of 2018, the last census that we held occurred that year only saw an 83% response rate compared to 92% in 2013. Why was there such a drop-off in census completion?
2018 was the first time that the census had ever been completed online. So Stats New Zealand put a lot of effort into making sure the online experience was really good, really secure, really well-designed. And they had been spooked by something that had happened in Australia 2 years before, where there'd been an attack on the Australian Bureau of Statistics website on census night. So Stats New Zealand put a huge amount of effort into that. What they fell down on then was the people who can't, for some reason, fill in the form electronically, and quite a number of those people, more than expected. And those people then needed paper forms. And those paper forms weren't distributed as rapidly as they should have been. People had trouble getting hold of the paper forms, and that led to a lot of people in the end not filling in the census. And the unfortunate thing is that the groups that were of interest, particularly like Māori, for example, they had astoundingly low response rates. So something like 68% of Māori responded. And that made the data as they were initially very poor and not really usable for certain purposes. And so Stats New Zealand had to do a big estimation effort to work out who had been missed and what their characteristics were.
The move to emphasising digital census collection had been criticised for its contribution to the poor response in 2018. Is this something that can be rectified? Is it about striking that balance between digital and paper?
The response that Stats New Zealand have, they went through a huge reflective period over what exactly had gone wrong. And what they've done is that they've made a bigger effort to make sure that people who want the paper form can get it. So they've got many more paper forms printed, a much more responsive system for getting paper out to everybody. The digital literacy of New Zealanders is just constantly increasing. So we can expect the number of people who need paper forms maybe will go down, but it's just too big a risk not to prepare for a similar number this time around. So you're right, the balance needs to be struck between digital and paper, but many, many people just prefer the digital option, and so it's very important that that works. So they really need to make sure that's a high-quality experience for everybody and that it works well. But they just can't leave the paper form behind. It's too important. There are too many people who have trouble online.
What challenges are currently facing the upcoming census?
That's a very interesting question. In the recent years, there's been this political turbulence. We had the protest at Parliament, and there's a general background increase in distrust of government agencies. And so many people will see the census as something which is their opportunity to register their unhappiness with government control as they see it. So they might see that this is an unwarranted invasion of privacy and they're going to refuse to answer it. And it may be people who wouldn't have had a problem with the census in the past, but the political unrest that we've had in recent years has moved their ideas, and they are maybe thinking that they don't like this or they associate it with control. So we just don't know where that's going to land. We've been a very high trust society. We've got strong trust in our institutions. And we just don't know in recent years what trajectory we're really on and whether those protests will have had lasting effects. So that's a particular challenge which is new. The other challenge is the existing one of making sure that people who weren't able to engage with the digital census are able to do so. So those, I think, are the two biggest problems.
Due to the impact of Cyclone Gabrielle, Stats NZ has declared an extended collection period in heavily affected areas. How much of a complication does Cyclone Gabrielle pose?
It poses a big complication for that people from that area. And you may be aware that in 2011, the census was delayed because of the Christchurch earthquakes, and that there were far too many people who were out of their regular homes who sought refuge in other cities. And of course, that's going to apply to people on the East Coast affected by Cyclone Gabrielle. So though the extended data period is one way of fixing that, but people will not now be able to answer questions about their regular dwelling if their regular dwelling has been affected by the storms. A lot of dwellings are now destroyed and people don't necessarily know where they're going to live in a regular way. So we're getting this short-term picture of a disrupted population. So I'm sure Stats New Zealand thought very carefully about whether or not that disruption was of the same scale as the Christchurch earthquakes disruption. And clearly they've decided it to not. But it is going to pose a challenge for the regional statistics for the East Coast.
That was Dr. Richard Arnold on the 2023 census.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.